Welcome to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also do so through the app for Android and iOS. And of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. Thank you for joining. Today is June 30th of the year of the Lord, 2025. And we're going to have a great show. Tons of new music. And a little later, we're going to chat with Symbiotic Growth. Yes, so we're gonna find everything about them and more, and yeah, we're gonna have a great time as usual. So thank you for joining again. I really appreciate it. I do this show for you, so I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And well, let's begin with bringing you your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Symbiotic Growth. They are from Ontario, Canada, and our guests tonight. A little later we'll be chatting with Aaron. And we listened to the song Spires of the Boundless Sunset, which is part of their brand new album Beyond the Sleepless Ether. Before that, we listened to Warbringer. They are from California in the United States. And we listened to A Better World, which is part of their brand new album Wrath and Ruin. And we started the set and the show with our guest tonight, Symbiotic Growth. And we listened to the song Of Painted Skies and Dancing Lights, which is part of their brand new album Beyond the Sleepless Ether. And yes, while we are here, let me tell you what's going to happen in the next few days or weeks in terms of shows, so that you know you have a chance to know about them and hopefully attend them. On the Rickshaw, we have there seems to be nothing metal related for a couple of weeks. I don't know. A little bit of hard rock, I guess. So on August 16th, you have Dozer, Moon Destroys, Abrams, and La Chinga. Then on August 17th, you have Teenage Bottle Rocket, Broadway Calls, Modern Terror, and 10 Days Late. We have, I guess, yeah, you'll have to go to September 10th, Max Sabbath, The Schizophonics, and Descartes a Kant. And then September 11, Bellacore and Solemn Vision. September 18, so sorry, that was September 17. So on September 18, Symphony X with Sonata Arctica. And then from September 25th to the 27th, you have the Covenant Festival, the 10th edition. And then on other venues, July 4th at the Waldorf, you have Death Sentence and Me Bat. Then on July 13th at the Cobalt, you have Verbum, Storm Trank, Deathbound, and Killing Twins. Then on July 18th at the Waldorf, you have OCOD, Occultivators of Doom, with Decadence and See You Next Tuesdays. Then on the 19th, also at the Cobalt, you have Ophelia Falling, Luminator, Anubis, Witch Killer, and Tough Dust. Then on July 20th at the Kingsway Club, you have Mulgrave, Yegg, Entity, and Dissolver. On July 22nd at the Cobalt, you have Die Sexual, Hot Hail, and Two Girls I Daw. One Daw, sorry. Then on July 26th at the Kingsway Club, you have Terrifier, WMD, The Unending, and Cruiser. And then on July 30th at the Kingsway Club, you have Filth, Opal in Sky, Truant, and Bayonet Dismemberment. There you go. So that's your shows for the next few couple of months. So hope you can attend and enjoy. A couple of them seems really good, so hopefully we can attend all those. But for now, let's continue your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.